Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Four finalists are vying to become the next chancellor of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. A UAF announcement says the top candidates were chosen from a field of 24 who applied during a national search. The candidates are Dan White, the current University of Alaska Vice President for Academic Affairs and Research, J. Michael Koopenberg, Executive Director of the U.S. Global Change Research Program at the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, Tony Haymet, a professor of oceanography, director emeritus and vice chancellor emeritus at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography at the University of California, San Diego, and Murta Martin, a former banker and recent president of Fort Hays State University in Kansas. UAF says the four chancellor finalists will be visiting Fairbanks between April 20th and the 28th to participate in community, faculty, staff, and student forums. They're competing to fill a job formerly held by Brian Rogers, who retired in 2015. The UAF chancellor post has since been filled on an interim basis, first by Mike Powers and currently by Dana Thomas. The Badger Road Elementary School in North Pole will be transitioning to a new name this summer. Last night, the Fairbanks North Star Borough School Board voted to change the school's name to Midnight Sun Elementary. But as KUAC's Robert Hinnon reports, the board nearly backed away from changing the Badger name, which links the school with a pedophile.
Badger Road was named after a man who admitted to raping a young girl in 1916. But besides being a confessed pedophile, Harry Badger was also a respected member of the early Fairbanks community. When Badger's history came to light last year, the school board started a process to change Badger Road Elementary School's name. What followed were emotional and contentious community meetings. Then a special committee sifted through almost 100 names to come up with three. But last night, just before a final vote, board member Sean Rice moved to delay the naming and even rescind the decision to change the name.
Just changing the name of the school right now is, you know, not really top priority. You know, looking for ways to be able to save the money and keep our teachers and keep our students in. That's kind of where I think our feeling should be.
Rice argued fiscal challenges made the name change, estimated to cost $35,000, fiscally unadvised. But student representative Aaron Tanner countered, saying delay didn't promise a better opportunity.
Who's to say that we don't get like a lot more cuts next year and we don't have the funding to do anything with it?
When Rice's amendment came to a vote, it took board president Heidi Haas to break the tie.
I feel like I need to crawl under my table. No.
Board member Sharon McConnell then made an amendment to change the school's name to Midnight Sun. She said while she's an Alaskan native, she worried the Athabasca name suggested for the school didn't come from the native community and wouldn't be treated with respect. Following discussion, the board narrowly voted for her amendment. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
Unusually cold temperatures across the interior this week are slowing breakup. The National Weather Service reported a low of 4 below 0 Tuesday morning at Eagle, where longtime resident John Borg is keeping an eye on the Yukon River ice.
With temperatures like we have now, there isn't much happening.
Records show a gradual trend over the last 100-plus years toward earlier breakups at Eagle. Last year, the ice went out on April 26th, one of the earliest dates on record, but Borg anticipates a more normal early May timeframe this year, pointing to recent river ice thickness measurements.
The USGS has been in here, and they found ice anywhere from 4 feet to 5.5.
A 5.5-foot measurement is the third thickest on record at Eagle, but Borg suspects it represents an atypical section of ice and says the other measurements are more in line with normal.
They're not unusual at all.
Borg says silt blown onto the river has helped melt overlying snow, but it's going to take warmer weather to thin the ice.
Warm days of the water pooling up and soaking in and beginning to honeycomb the ice so it deteriorates.
Borg says there's still between 10 and 18 inches of snow on the ground in the Eagle area, a late season tally that could send a surge of water onto the river ice if there's an abrupt melt-off. That's what happened in 2009 when Eagle suffered a devastating ice jam caused flood. I'm Dan Bross.